You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and children, yes indeed, or boys and girls, men and women of all ages. How does it really go? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the most controversial political talk radio program in America, the Political Cesspool, hosted by yours truly, James Edwards. We are back in the news this week in a very big way. Another splash of national publicity for TPC. And let's start with what we saw on CNN a few days ago. Of course, as you'll remember, and I had to write about it, just the sheer double standard and hypocrisy. Once upon a time, as we all know, CNN treated me fairly. In fact, during one particular 30-day period, the network featured me three times on their primetime show. One appearance lasted a full hour, which is virtually unprecedented for cable news. When is the last time you saw a guest commentator on a primetime 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central nightly show, the primetime show, for an hour? Unprecedented. Yet that was offered to me. I was given first-class accommodations and traveled to New York City, all expenses paid. And during each of my appearances on CNN's television network and in the interviews I did with their print media, their website, I was always, always properly introduced as a conservative talk radio host. Now, what's interesting about my association with CNN years ago was that they purposefully sought out my commentary because I was identified as an outspoken advocate for European Americans. In other words, when they wanted to talk about a racial issue on the Palazan show, which was their primetime show during that year, they sought me out because they knew I was a guy that would talk candidly about race. Producers made it very clear to me. I remember the first time I was on the phone, I got a call from CNN. They said they wanted to start having me on. They did this pre-interview to see if I would be willing to talk frankly in a way that most conservatives would not. I got the thumbs up, the green light. It was made perfectly clear to me, and I perfectly understood that the reason I was being booked as a guest commentator was because I would talk about race. No more, no less, no better, no worse than I had done before and that I had done after that stint with CNN. Even at the Republican National Convention 2 months ago, CNN gave me free breakfasts. They invited me and Sam Bushman to sit in their remote broadcast studio. In fact, for whatever reason, and I still don't know why, but CNN was one of the few media outlets to never libel or slander me as a white supremacist until this week. Indeed, the network that once featured me as a regular commentator had Jake Tapper, I think on Tuesday night, ask Trump spokeswoman Katrina Pearson if she was concerned about her boss receiving the support of white supremacist radio host James Edwards. I call that double standard, ladies and gentlemen, deplorable. So, just to recap very quickly, and by the way, they even flashed a nifty little graphic they made of me during the interview with Pearson, and it read, "White supremacist supports or defends Mike Pence." Had a picture of me. They captured a screenshot from my Twitter page, which, incidentally, my profile picture has me on CNN. And they blurted that out where it said CNN, James Edwards, conservative talk radio host. See, even in the tagline on television underneath where I would be appearing, my name underneath that, it said conservative talk radio host. They blotted that out and put white supremacist for the updated television show that they did this week with Katrina Pearson. So just to recap very quickly, when I was regularly appearing on CNN as a commentator who was brought on specifically to articulate pro-white arguments, I was rightly identified as a conservative. But now this year, once my support for Donald Trump became well known, I am now a white supremacist. Isn't that interesting? Let's play this clip very quickly. This is Jake Tapper talking to Katrina Pearson.
Joining me now, a national spokeswoman for the Trump campaign, Katrina Pearson. Katrina, thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So you heard what Governor Pence said last night on CNN, and you heard what he said today about using the word deplorable, and David Duke, who I think by any objective measure believes horrific, deplorable, racist, anti-Semitic things. Now, the campaign has said they don't want his support. The campaign has said they do not want the support of people who think like him. Why not call him deplorable? The critics say that not doing so makes it look as though the Trump campaign is trying to not offend white supremacists, white nationalists, and the like.
Well, not at all, Jake. I mean, look, Mr. Trump has already denounced David Duke on a number of occasions on the exact first day that the word came out that he was supporting Mr. Trump, and I believe CNN was that asked the question at the press conference, and he shut it down immediately. The only reason why David Duke even has a platform is because CNN keeps talking about it. But let me agree with something that Tim Kaine just said in that little package there about if you ignore something, it grows and gets worse. And that's absolutely right. And that's exactly why we have ISIS today. For Hillary Clinton to call half of the people of this country deplorable does absolutely disqualify her. And it wasn't just half of Trump supporters. She actually went after all of Trump supporters by saying half are all those terrible names, racist, sexist, homophobic, and the other half were just desperate. So she has essentially called out 100% of Donald Trump supporters. But I will say that this is typical of the elite politicians. And if you don't agree with them, then somehow you're a deplorable person. And that's exactly what Hillary Clinton thinks of half of America.
Well, she has backed off the word half. She has said she shouldn't have said half, but she has said that there is a basket of deplorables that supports Donald Trump. Let's talk about some of them. Pence's interview last night has earned praise from white supremacists and neo-Nazis and other racists. David Duke told BuzzFeed it's good to see an individual like Pence and others start to reject this absolute controlled media. James Edwards, a white supremacist radio host, tweeted bravo. The Daily Stormer, which is a neo-Nazi website, said of the Trump said of the interview with Pence, Trump chose a solid guy to back him up, it seems. Does it make you at all uncomfortable to hear praise from people like that?
No, because you can't control what other people do. What makes me uncomfortable is when the father of a terrorist openly supports a presidential candidate, when someone who simply wants to secure the border is somehow a racist or a bigot. People who want to control...
All right, let's hold up right there. And they continue on from there. They continue on from there, ladies and gentlemen. But you heard Jake the Cuck Tapper asked Katrina Pearson if the support of David Duke and James Edwards concerns her. She says, no, we don't have control over private citizens, essentially. But what does concern me is good, hardworking American people being labeled deplorable because they don't want unmitigated immigration from Muslim states and so on and so forth. She said, no, she deflected, and then she got back on her talking point. An outstanding job by Katrina Pearson. But isn't it interesting, once again, this is the same network that had me on repeatedly because of my viewpoints and always introduced me as a conservative, but now when it serves them better to label me as a white supremacist, I guess these labels are, in fact, interchangeable. But this is what brought it all on. In fact, there was another story out. It said, meet Donald Trump's basket of deplorables, and there was profiles on 13 individuals, and of course, yours truly was one of them. So I am actually one of the people personifying the basket of deplorables, and Hillary's deplorable comment is what got all of this started, and then Donald Trump Jr. added fuel to the fire. It's been a busy week. I'm going to try to catch you up on all of it. Stay tuned. Hold on if you can. We're just getting going.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks. So basically, we know Hillary Clinton said all of the hardworking, God-fearing, tax-paying family men and women across middle America who were supporting Donald Trump are deplorable. And that opened up a can of worms. And so they said the media had to respond back by saying, well, look, some of these people are deplorable. Look, there's James Edwards, the white supremacist. Of course, they never say why I'm a white supremacist. They just throw out the baseless slur. There's no qualification of it. And when they do try to offer conclusive evidence for why I'm a white supremacist, they quote the black journalist for the Jamaican Observer that I once quoted, and then they attribute that quote to me. And then they might say, well, James Edwards said he hopes that European peoples reach replacement level fertility, which means to say James Edwards doesn't want Caucasian people to get to such a point where they no longer exist. And that is, of course, white supremacist to them. Multiply and replenish the earth is what the good Lord told me to do. And I want all of our people to have a quiver full. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just baseless slurs, and this is what these maggots in the press do. But it all started with the deplorable ad. Once Hillary started to catch grief from it, they said, well, look, there's Edwards, there's Duke, there's a Richard Spencer and Jared Taylor and a few other people. Aren't these people deplorable? And I thought the Trump campaign did a pretty decent job of deflecting that, because you can't win this argument anyway. You can't win that argument arguing back with them. They're just going to continue to say it and continue to shout it and continue to make it a news story. But let's very quickly play the Trump ad in response. This is a national television ad, radio ad, for the Trump campaign's official response to Hillary Clinton. Let's go.
Speaking to wealthy donors, Hillary Clinton called tens of millions of Americans deplorable.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
People like you, you, and you, deplorable. You know what's deplorable? Hillary Clinton viciously demonizing hardworking people like you.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Okay, outstanding ad. And look, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed, Trump's leading in the polls now. He's leading in some key battleground states that 10 days ago, especially a month ago, were completely out of play. So this thing is turning, and they are getting increasingly desperate. And I'm going to illustrate for you verbally how it is becoming so desperate. Hillary's biggest campaign surrogates, which is the clown media, the dying media, thank God they're dying. They're evil. They're criminally corrupt. They are liars. People say, you know, look at all of this media attention you've gotten this year, James, that's got to bother you on some levels. How does that make you feel? I get this question a lot. Really, if anything, it makes me feel pity. I laugh at a lot of the coverage. I never get upset. I never get mad. It's frustrating on some levels that people could be that obtuse. But honestly, when you've got these people, and I've been featured in the Washington Post three times. This is the Washington Post. It's supposed to be the premier newspaper in this country. It's worse than the Onion now. It's really on the Onion. At least you know the Onion satire. You read the Washington Post and ask yourself, are they serious with some of this stuff? And when I read these things, I really feel pity because people who are have that much hate in their heart and soul. They live to lie. These people have no truth in them. They have to be far disconnected from Christ to lead an existence like this where they attack and they baselessly smear. They have to know they're lying if they've done any research. And if they haven't done the research, then they're ignorant and lazy, but it's still propagating and spreading lies. And anyone who can do that obviously is leading a very empty and soulless and miserable life, I would have to think. And so for them, I feel pity. I hope they can come and receive God's grace and turn their lives around, because it is certainly sad to see. But we had the deplorable thing, and just from that alone, we received a pretty good bit of media attention. One headline reads, white nationalist radio host. And of course, how many times? They listen to the show every week. They're crawling all over my Twitter. By the way, if you're not on my Twitter page and following us at Twitter, the handle is James Edwards TPC, at James Edwards TPC on Twitter. Hillary Clinton has I've been on Twitter, what, 4 weeks? 4 weeks. Hillary Clinton's captured a screenshot and used it in one of her fundraising emails and articles on her website, and then CNN captured a screenshot from my Twitter page. I've been on there 4 weeks. You don't think the media is listening to everything we say and reading everything we put out there? Obviously, they are. We're a key player in this presidential campaign. Within the last 2 weeks, Hillary Clinton has made mention of us, and Trump campaign surrogates, top surrogates like Katrina Pearson, are answering questions about us. The political cesspool, Liberty News Radio, is right in the middle of this thing, ladies and gentlemen, as we have been since February. But anyway, the headline, white nationalist radio host James Edwards. How many times have I said that's not how I identify myself as? I don't consider myself to be that, but whatever. James Edwards, host of the pro-white radio program, The Political Cesspool, said bravo in response to Governor Mike Pence refusing to call David Duke deplorable. So what? I applauded Mike Pence for not playing the media's game. If he had said he was deplorable, they win. If he says they're not deplorable, I guess they can consider that a victory too, no matter what he said. That was just, whatever he answered, he was going to lose in that. So it didn't matter. I thought it was good that he stayed up. He stood up and he didn't play Wolf Blitzer's game. And it just got even more bizarre from there. So then after that, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted an image of the deplorables, and it was a superimposed, they took the poster of the Expendables, this action movie that had all the 80s action film stars, and they superimposed the deplorables, and one of them had David Duke, one of them had Pepe, there was a couple of different versions. Well, Pepe is a cartoon frog that has basically come to symbolize, I guess you could say, the alt-right. He's sort of like the alt-right mascot on Twitter and on social media. And Donald Trump Jr. retweeted an image of Pepe. And this became a national discussion. Can you believe it? How ridiculous. The Washington Post, these major arteries are saying Donald Trump Jr. tweeted an image of Pepe the Frog. And this is stuff, this has become a central campaign issue. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Why is there a frog standing behind Donald Trump? That's Pepe. He's a symbol associated with white supremacy. Of course, they call it white supremacy. Pepe is a cartoon frog who has come to symbolize anti-Semitism and white supremacy. This is on Hillary Clinton's website. How desperate. Another headline reads, and I can't keep up with it all, ladies and gentlemen. I can't keep up with all the headlines and where they're coming from. But the Salon, Huffington Post, Washington Post, it goes on and on and on. They're all big, major national outlets. And here's a headline from one of them. Why did Donald Trump Jr. post a Nazi frog? Now he's a Nazi frog. A Nazi frog on Instagram. It's not the first time Don Jr. has gotten mixed up with the white supremacist crowd. Again, they don't ever qualify it or explain why the people that they are attacking are said white supremacists. They just throw it out there. In March, after it was revealed the Trump campaign gave press credentials to white supremacist radio host James Edwards, Donald Jr. gave a brief interview to Edwards. He insisted afterwards that he didn't know at the time to whom he was speaking. He then retweeted a well-known white supremacist. In July, when the Republican convention came to Cleveland, there James Edwards was, again, mysteriously granted press credentials for the event. That's a major national outlet rehashing that. That's been litigated in the press for months now. They are putting it back out there again as if it's fresh news. This is September. They're talking about something that happened on March the 2nd, Super Tuesday. Here's another one. Donald Trump Jr. has a white supremacist problem. And they all read exactly the same, ladies and gentlemen, as they always do. Over the weekend, Donald Trump Jr. posted an image to Instagram that included Pepe the Frog, which, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're really reliable, let me tell you, is a meme constantly used by white supremacists. This isn't Trump Jr.'s first, second, or even third time associating with white supremacists. In March, he appeared on a radio show with James Edwards, host of the white supremacist radio show Political Cesspool. And it goes on. And it goes on and on and on. There's so many more. I'll cover a few more with you, and then we'll get down to business tonight. I'm going to wrap this up with something that actually gives me reason for bringing all this up, and I think it'll make for good radio and good commentary. Stay tuned. We'll get there.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Former Army Private Bradley Manning, an imprisoned whistleblower who now identifies as a female and insists on being called Chelsea, ended a recent prison hunger strike after being reassured that he would be allowed to undergo a process of clinical mutilation called sex reassignment surgery. Since Manning is serving a 35-year sentence at Fort Leavenworth, that procedure will be carried out at taxpayer expense. Significantly, Manning will not be transferred out of the all-male prison, despite his self-identification as a female. Although the Obama administration insisted on punishing Manning for disclosing evidence of war crimes to WikiLeaks, it is eager to capitalize on his gender derangement as a way of advancing the LGBT revolution. A new policy published on September 6th by TRICARE, which provides health care for 4.7 million active duty and retired military personnel and their family members, requires taxpayers to fund psychological counseling and hormonal treatments for so-called transgender people covered in the program. This includes subsidized prescriptions of hormone treatments intended to suppress the onset of puberty for grade school-age children who have been encouraged to identify as people of the opposite biological sex, followed by administration of cross-sex hormones, testosterone for sexually confused female children, estrogen for their male counterparts. The American College of Pediatricians warns that pubertal suppression of children in that age range, followed by the use of cross-sex hormones, will result in sterility.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Listen. Do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party.us.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, try to stay with me here. I only get 3 hours a week to punch back, and nobody gets a free shot on me. I can tell you that much. I will punch back. I will fight back with everything that I've got to set the record straight. So it started with the deplorables comment. Hillary was taking grief. So now they have to bring up some people that they think are the most deplorable to personify the deplorable comment, and then they're making Trump campaign officials answer that. And, of course, we were included in that list. So then from there, it got into the fact that Donald Trump Jr. had retweeted an image of Pepe, who has become the alt-right mascot. And we got some more press because of that, because I guess we've been adopted by the alt-right here. And we work with them, and we're happy to do so. Then, just on Friday, I believe it was, Donald Trump Jr. said if Donald Trump Sr. was as criminally corrupt as Hillary Clinton, they would have already fired up the gas chambers. Now, you know that really triggered the hairline sensitivity that the establishment press has. If you say gas chambers, and it's not in a hushed and reverent tone, that must mean you are mocking Jews and you're making light of World War II. That's what they say he did. He was mocking the Holocaust. That's what they said, because he said gas chamber. That's it. Donald Trump Jr. says media likes to use the gas chamber on Republicans. And they're certainly burning him at the stake for it, I might add. Indeed. Trump's comments may be placed in the realm of excusable or simple hyperbole if it were not for the fact that Donald Trump's support among the alt-right and of Donald Trump Jr.'s own troubled history palling around with white supremacists. I interviewed him on Sam Bushman's radio show for 20 minutes, and now the media is saying Donald Trump pals around with us. Over the weekend, the story continues, Trump posted an image of the white supremacist meme Pepe the Frog on Instagram. Listen to these establishment outlets trying to make a campaign issue of the posting of a cartoon frog. Okay? This isn't Trump's first, second, or even third time associating himself with white supremacists. Does that sound familiar? Well, it should. That is the exact same line from a story I read in the previous segment. This article copied and pasted it entirely and put it in there with a different masthead and a different author with no attribution whatsoever. In March, he appeared on a radio show with the white supremacist James Edwards, blah, blah, blah. James Edwards went to the Republican convention, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so there's that article. Another one. Donald Trump Jr. is the Trump campaign's worst surrogate. He has a habit of retweeting white supremacists, maybe because he follows them. He retweeted Kevin McDonald. Don Jr.'s alt-right flirtations aren't limited to Twitter. In March, he did a radio interview with white supremacists. I think they think that's on my birth certificate. I think it's white supremacist James Edwards. They must think white supremacist was actually my birth name, because surely they can't think that's what I am. Even though it was actually on Sam Bushman's show, we won't quibble because I know facts don't matter to these people. It was Sam Bushman's interview. Yes, I had a hand in it, but it was Sam's interview. It got moved to Sam's show because I couldn't do it. Sam was gracious enough to have me on because the email came to me. It was Sam's interview, though. That's all. Look, I'm not going back to stuff that was said in March. The record of that is clear. White supremacist James Edwards interviewed Donald Trump Jr. on the show. Edwards told Trump Jr. he hoped his father would become America's Charlemagne. And as the Washington Post noted, Don Jr. didn't take issue with that. Edwards had no trouble getting press credentials for a Trump rally. Okay, well, no, I didn't, and neither should I. I'm a nationally syndicated talk radio host who supports the next president of the United States. We tell the truth. We tell it in love. We have every reason to be there every bit as much as these other clowns, liars, and degenerates. Washington Post. Now, we told you about 2 weeks ago, the Washington Post said that Donald Trump got his racist rhetoric from Ron Paul, And the summation of that article was that Ron Paul was once booked to appear on this show. Donald Trump Jr. did appear on an interview with Sam Bushman that I co-hosted, I guess you could say. So that's the connection that proves Ron Paul and Donald Trump are collaborating to be racist. That's the Washington Post anyway. Well, the Washington Post, again this morning, just this morning, I can't keep up with it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm only giving you really a sampling of what's happened just since we talked last Saturday. Here's the headline in the Washington Post. Big story. Donald Trump Jr.'s campaign trail missteps seem to involve Nazis. So now they really take it to the next level. Now we're Nazis. Donald Trump Jr. says things, lots of things. Sometimes they're problematic. At least twice this week he was forced to defend an action or remark. And it says he made the gas chamber remark. He posted Pepe and he interviewed with James Edwards. In March, he did an interview with James Edwards, a white nationalist radio host who prefers the term pro-white advocate. And here's what's interesting about this Washington Post article. They actually link to, on the Washington Post website today, this was in the print version as well, but on the website, you can actually link over. They provide you with a link that shows me debunking how I didn't make the comment about how I'm pro-slavery. And then after they link to the article that I wrote debunking that myth, the very next sentence says, James Edwards defended slavery and said it's the greatest thing that ever happened to black people. So again, this is in the Washington Post. This is the Washington Post today. This is their third article that has included me in the last 30 days. I think they're obsessed. They're creepy and they're boring because they all say the same thing. They all say the same lies. Let's get to something that's not boring. Let's play another Donald Trump ad that's out there this week. I think you'll enjoy this. It'll wash the bad taste out of your mouth from having me recite all of this nonsense from the dying media. Let's go with something good. Do we have that clip?
We haven't seen anything like this since the 90s.
They look so lifeless.
Well, they've been through a lot. Email scandals, questionable donations from foreign governments, cronyism, even pantsuits.
So awful. What's the diagnosis?
Clinton fatigue.
Make America Number One is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, so that's funny. And that comes from a PAC that's supporting Donald Trump. I actually read, I don't even have this one in front of me, but the third of three Washington Post articles featuring us in the last 30 days wrote that the political cesspool was founded by James Edwards in 2004. It grew its following since Obama was elected in 2008 to the point where it has now become internationally notorious. So, again, there's others, folks, but I think you get a sampling of some of the things that have happened. All of this happened, by the way, just since last Saturday. So we had the deplorables, we had Pepe the Frog, and we had the Donald Trump Jr. comment about gas chambers that they twisted. They're very perverted. How perverted must you be? Someone says gas chamber and they instantly have this hysterical fit pretending that he's mocking Jewish people. That's sick. There's something wrong. There is something wrong with these people's minds, ladies and gentlemen. If they really believe it, they need to seek therapy. They need to seek medical help. And if they're just making it up to try to hurt Trump, they're just evil. So they're evil. They're either deranged or they're evil, and maybe in some cases both. But this is what you get with the press. It's why no one has confidence in the press, and it's why we're here and we're being talked about. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are 2 weeks into the third quarter fundraising drive, and I'm concerned. I mean, here we are. We are fighting like junkyard dogs. I've told you this before. I don't sleep. I can't sleep. How can I sleep? We're a volunteer skeleton crew staff. We don't draw a salary. We're in the middle of the presidential race, probably the most contentious and historic race, historic because there's actually a difference between the two candidates for the first time in my lifetime, maybe for the first time in many generations, maybe for the first time since Jefferson Davis was our last president. But nevertheless, we're in the middle of this, and we need your help. I know you're out there. I know we've been leaning on you heavily, ladies and gentlemen, but if you can find one organization that has done more to break through this year than Liberty News Radio Network and the political cesspool, I'll salute them and tip my hat and say congratulations. I think there's some other groups out there, some other individuals that have done great work this year, but I would put our portfolio against anyone's, and we need your help. We have to make up a lot of ground. Donations have been coming in this month from all over the world, fans all over the world, but we still have a long way to go. We want everyone to donate, including the people who hate us. We'll let you do something good for a change and support the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a great incentive. If you donate $100 or more before September the 30th, you can get it. I'm asking you, please, please, we need you. I wouldn't ask if it wasn't true. I wouldn't ask if we didn't need it. We need it. I'm going to come back and wrap up and put a summation on this hour's commentary. It's really going to bring everything we've said this hour to a head. But if you can, please go to thepoliticalcesspool.org during the commercial break and make a contribution. Click the donate link safely, securely, and discreetly. You can do it with a credit card. It'll only take you a couple of minutes, and the results of that will be long felt. We need your help. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, talking with Sam during the commercial break, we were talking about would Jake Tapper consider Roger Ailes to be deplorable? Would he consider Bill Clinton to be deplorable? Certainly Hillary Clinton can't be deplorable. She's the one who made the deplorable comment, but yet she also is in favor of murdering children in the womb. You want to talk about a Holocaust? Oh, let's get down and dirty with one that took, what are we up to now, 60 million, maybe more? unborn lives. Look at a 4D image of a baby in the womb. I mean, this is a pro-life show. This is a Christian show. We don't talk about it a lot because there are people who do cover the pro-life issue. We cover issues that everyone else is scared to touch. But this is a pro-life show. That's murder. But I guess if you are in favor of murdering little babies, that's okay. Just don't you dare be for reproducing white children, because then you'd be a white supremacist. So are these people deplorable? Are people who engage in the disgusting practice of sodomy deplorable? Are transgendered people deplorable? Now, all of this is where we are. Evil is good, and good is evil. And the more good you do while being good, the more you will be attacked. And we have been attacked and attacked and attacked every week. Every week there are stories written about the political cesspool. And then, of course, occasionally there are numerous stories written about us in short order that go national. And we're in the midst of another one of those moments this very evening. I was actually asking a very good friend of mine, supporter in Texas this week, I said, it's just on one hand, it doesn't make sense to me. And I think I asked this of Jared Taylor and Richard Spencer last week. If the media really wanted to make the alt-right look foolish, they would continue to ignore us. They wouldn't have shown up at the press conference that Richard and Jared and Peter Brimlow had in Washington a few days ago that we covered extensively on last week's broadcast of the Political Cesspool. Now, that would have made the alt-right look bad if they held a press conference and the room was empty. But no, they couldn't even fit all of the reporters in the room. Now, granted, everything that was published about that event was a lie and a screed, an hysterical screed, but they cannot stop covering it. And so I was asking this friend of mine, why is that? It would do them better not to empower us. Sure, everything they write about us is horrific, but of course people see through that now. If I read someone being called a white supremacist, the first thing I do is to go check out who this person is. Now, sometimes there are people that go too far. Sometimes there are thugs that happen to be white, but I'll go check that person out and give them a hearing because I know the media lies about everything. And I think a lot of other people are that way now as well. That's why this show continues to grow. And it's why we are covered incessantly in the press. So, but why? Why? What does that benefit to them to give us this empowerment and to give us this coverage, which is only bolstering our ranks? And he gave me what I think is the most spot-on answer that I've heard yet. Now, I don't just think it's spot on. I think it is the answer. And I'll try to break it down for you here. So basically, the optics are this. And the optics are great because Hillary insulted half of the American electorate when she called them deplorable, giving Trump the opportunity to act all presidential. And Hillary's campaigning ability is basically as good as her health. Her campaign is in shambles. She's not just sick. The campaign is also being badly mismanaged. Only a literal weak millennial like campaign manager Robbie Mook could convince himself that in a populist anti-elite cycle that it would be a good idea to attack the little people as deplorable. And basically the answer that he gave me was, it's clear that Hillary's attack on the alt-right and her doubling down on it last week were a result of her campaign staff, donors, and establishment media journalists getting bent out of shape and butthurt, to use the parlance of our time, by these people on Twitter. Trolls on Twitter are forcing the media and the Hillary Clinton campaign itself to have these hysterical reactions that are not in their best interests. Hillary is an old crone who can barely send an email. She doesn't know what Twitter is. It's the millennials, the weaklings, the cucks on her staff who live online with us. And we have become the alpha predators of the social media ecosystem. So every time these youthful staffers in the Clinton camp log on to their Facebook accounts, they're getting triggered by an image of a cartoon frog cooked up in some mimetic weapons factory and spread by racist Uncle Joe. They turn on Twitter to blow off some steam, and then they get mocked on there by the same people. And if the mockery is fun enough, you get someone like Ricky Vaughn who retweets it, and then you have 100,000 others piling on. And heaven forbid a trickle-down media whore should Google his own name, because social media links are driving pro-Trump forum and blog posts to the top of the rankings. Thus, a minor league salon writer are finding posts mocking them in the top 10 of their vanity searches. The end result is that all of these young Hillary people who are incessantly and profoundly offended, when she was riding high in the polls, they had some solace. She was going to win, they could say. But as soon as she started to slip, our people were reinvigorated, and the staffers pushed Granny Amnesia to say something, anything, like they're deplorable, to stop the pain that they were having. So once again, the most shocking conclusion of the presidential campaign in 2016 is that trolling seems to be working. Trolling is working. Can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen? And just to give you, I think the cherry on the cake of how desperate, and really the media is desperate. I mean, yeah, I've been called names and slurred and libeled and slandered for years and years and years, because we are really at the top of the food chain when it comes to being one of the most well-known outlets for pro-right thought, paleoconservative thought, populist thought, nationalist thought, Christian thought, alt-right thought, whatever you want to call it. A little bit of everything all rolled into one. That's the political cesspool. So we're used to it, but never have we had it like this year. And I think that really is a testament to their increasing level of disparity. But then I saw this headline. This headline, I think, really, this one does it. This really just sums up the week that we've had. Headline reads, Trump campaign accepts donation from white nationalist leaders. So I see this headline, I think, well, number one, this is going to be a guy I know, probably a friend of mine. Indeed, it was. They were talking about the one and only Peter Brimelow. Peter Brimelow, of course, the former editor of Forbes magazine, very much a mainstream figure who is honest enough to be honest. And so he's in camp and in league now with the rest of us. And God bless Peter for that. He is a man. He had a position, and he didn't allow that position to stop him from speaking the truth. But so basically, they combed through Trump's latest FEC filings, and they come up with the fact that he has accepted a donation from Peter Brimelow. Of all the people that they must have searched for, they only had one hit, and it was Peter Brimelow. But listen, that's not even the half of it. The campaign of Republican nominee Donald Trump accepted donations from Michael Polignano and Peter Brimelow, white nationalists who manage racist publications. I know who Polignano is. I've been in the same room with him a few times. I haven't, to my knowledge, ever spoken with him, so I can't speak about Polignano on this. But Peter Brimelow, I can. He's a great guy. He's a family man. He's a guy you'd want to have in your house. Top flight. But the story continues. The Trump campaign transferred $4.80. 20 cents less than $5. The Trump campaign transferred $4.80 Brimelow had donated to the Trump Make America Great Again Committee to its campaign coffers in July. Yes, headline news, Peter Brimelow donated a little less than $5 to Donald Trump. The story continues. Polignano has donated a total of $214.12. Whoa, Nelly, ladies and gentlemen. These two contributions combined equal a whopping $218.92, and it's national news. Over the weekend, the story continues, Donald Trump's son posted an odd photo of Pepe the Frog. Oh, God help us. I asked Peter about this. I actually got in touch with Peter. I said, Peter, what is this, $4.80? And he said basically what it was his wife bought a hat. I guess it was a half-off sale or something at the Trump store, because $4.80 for a Make America Great Again hat is a steal. But nevertheless, you know that these pathetic little researchers had to go through that and do a Control-F search to find all the names of known so-called boogeymen, and they came up with two, Brimelow and Polignano, $218.92. This is where we're at. One word, desperate. Ladies and gentlemen, they're desperate. And you have had a hand in that because of your support of good people. And now I'm calling on Peter Brimelow to donate $5 to Hillary Clinton so she can get a load of this press. But they're not looking through her. They're not looking through her campaign stuff. I mean, she can take money from communists and all kinds of thugs, George Soros. They don't care. She could take it from mass murderers and they wouldn't care. So don't waste your money, I guess. That was tongue-in-cheek. We got to take a break. So much more to come if you can handle it, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the most controversial talk radio program in America, and it continues on right after this.
But don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.